Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. 10 guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Eric Spoelstra discussing after last game all three of his new players. This is what Spo had to say on the new acquisitions after their ass kicking that they took in the hands of the Celtics.
I see the potential in all three of them. I think they can be big time value adds, you know, to what we're trying to do. We want to get them as comfortable as possible. You know, I think Wiggs, once he gets really comfortable, you can see, you know, that the areas that he can help on both ends of the court. But he's a weapon, you know, offensively. Defensively, he can really move. He has that kind of length and unique ability to move laterally. And then the other two guys, you know, they'll fit right in defensively with what we're doing.
All right. They got a big challenge tonight, of course, against Oklahoma City. They're a 13.5-point dog. And possibly without Tyler Hero tonight, we're keeping an eye on that with the BGs.
I was reading up on stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were people that had a problem with Serena crip walking.
Okay. Like Drake fans, like this honk over here.
I saw a tweet from Whitlock and
Dude, what genius did he hit us with?
No, it's not even that. It's just that I don't like. We live in a world now where we just need to lighten up, right? Like,
yeah,
I didn't even know. I didn't even realize that was her because she had lost so much weight, right? Then I realized, oh, Kendrick Lamar is getting back at Drake. If you don't understand the whole story, then it kind of doesn't have its place, right? But if you get the big picture of why she was doing it and the whole Kendrick Lamar thing, then it's hilarious. And that's how I was.
I mean, move on. You got kids and a husband already. Jesus Christ.
Listen. Don't be mad because your guy got.
Nah. War is not over yet.
Not?
He's lost a lot of battles in a row.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it's over.
Oh, no, dude. Like, it's not over.
It's a 10-8 round.
Dude, the only person like who has been less aware that it's over was like Deontay Wilder after he lost to Tyson Fury, being like, my water was poisoned.
And exactly. It was a little, the in-ring gear was a little heavy as I was walking to the ring.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a skinny dude wearing 75 pounds of jewelry.
J-Fix saying, people are mad that she did it while having a husband. Who cares?
Right. That's what I'm like. I mean, I'm more than sure she had that conversation.
How would you feel
if you're person that you're married to and the mother of your kids wants to do something to get mad at somebody she's petty with, and also being an uber famous person that probably rolls in a lot of different circles around the world than us normies do, I think it's fine. I think the guy's gonna be fine.
Yeah. And like, listen,
also, correct me if I'm wrong, because again, I'm not up on this whole beef, but just so I'm clear here, Drake, who also didn't move on from a relationship that he's with Serena, correct? He has made several references to her in songs that live on forever, Frog Boy, where he's taking shots at Serena Williams.
Taking shots at her.
I believe that is. I just want to be clear here. So he can do it. He can do it. And he's moved on to plenty of other relationships and new squeezes.
Yeah.
But Serena wants to get a little petty bag and be like, she has a husband. What are you, like a baseball nerd? Like, that is like the any dude who is commenting on something like that. Like, so let me get this straight. If your significant other had songs of shame written about her and she wanted a little get back on the highest platform known to man at a man's fame funeral, you guys would have an issue with it. I mean, could you give me the biggest Poindexter nerd take that there is, being like, I am with one of the greatest athletes on the planet, but that shows insecurity to me. Sorry, prospects.
Right.
What are you talking about? Go look up some VORP, you loser.
And to be honest, her husband defended her. So he ain't have a problem with it at all. Oh.
It's a ridiculous thing. I mean, the comments we have on other people's relationships is wildly hilarious. And the people that we have, Jason Whitlock is the guy we're going to go to because he's a real stud. Yeah, let's have Jason Whitlock's relationship advice on people rather than Serena Williams, who, I don't know, probably talked about it with her husband. What are we doing in this society? I mean, Christ Almighty. Some of you people act like you've never been in a relationship that's been longer than 3 seconds, that has no history or trust whatsoever. I mean, it's crazy. Let me tweet about it. Prospects. Like, it's crazy to me.
That was my bigger point about it is that, listen, if her husband was good with it, and I'm more than sure. This is how that conversation went. Babe, what's up? You know all them songs Drake been writing about me, right? Kendrick Lamar just hollered at me. I got a chance to get a little get back. He's like, get him. Get him.
Of course, dude. Like the things that I've seen of people judging on 3 seconds of people's relationships. Serena Williams in a marriage getting back at a famous guy who has been taking digs at her in songs, who Marcos worships. We have problems with that. We have problems with the way Travis Hunter and his relationship goes about. Like, the comments that we have, knowing nothing about people's relationships, is insane to me. You are on Twitter. Do yourself a favor, Whitlock or Stephen A. Put your thumbs away on stuff like this. You sound like jackasses. Christ.
Prospects.
Lorp. Like, that's what you do. You sound like the people.
The only person that it should matter to is the man she's with. If he ain't got a problem with it, girl, go crip your ass. Oh, get him. Because I thought, see, when I first saw it, I didn't realize that was Serena, because I said it. I'm like, that's not Serena.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, whose grandma is that?
She looked fit. She looked good. Right? So then I wasn't really sure of the relationship and how it tied into Drake. When I found that out, then that 5-second clip became so much more. It became so much more entertaining. Right? Because guess what? Marcos, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar got Drake on the side stage, too. He said, you want main stage dig? We're going to go ahead on and get you on the side stage,
I
too.
I mean, imagine dude, having did. A Super Bowl and dedicating it to Drake. I mean, grow up.
He didn't dedicate it.
Of course he did. The whole thing was about Drake.
He spent enough time on it.
The whole thing was about Drake. He had an opportunity to display his catalog.
But Marcos, Marcos, again, you're much more in the weeds of this beef, although very much on the wrong side.
Oh, no, no, dude, it's not over.
Hold on. Kendrick Lamar was antagonized by Drake to come out on this beef. Yeah. Multiple songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got hit with the flying knee. Yeah. And listen, if Herb Dean was here, this fight would have been stopped 9 rounds ago. It's so over.
Yeah, it's but like, so how many rounds is this fight? Because you keep saying, wait. Your dude is concussed and on the floor.
I mean, how many rounds are in a good trilogy?
This is 36 rounds, aren't there? Like four fights deep.
Oh, no, dude. This is maybe fight number two. There's 36 rounds in a good trilogy.
Drake came out, right? Kendrick responded. We haven't seen pictures of Drake. We haven't heard from Drake. None. Did Drake go to the Grammys?
You're not paying attention. That's why.
Did Drake go to the Grammys?
No, because he's too busy touring in Australia at the moment. He's too busy doing sold-out shows down under.
Because soon as that music started, when Kendrick Lamar went up and got that Grammy, the cameras would have been on Drake.
Even the koalas know he lost this beef.
Yeah, the koalas.
By the way, Drake now has surpassed.
The koalas.
They're shaking their little koala asses to Kendrick Lamar.
Drake now has 1 billion Spotify streams in 2025, by the way. He becomes the first rapper to do so.
But Kendrick Lamar has a song that was played 3 billion times.
The same Spotify that Drake is suing because they're gassing up numbers?
Look, refs cheat sometimes, but you know. You can't always be mad at the refs.
Take the L.
It's not over.
We got an update from Heatland on the status of Bubble Guts.
Oh,
it's not over yet. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Gets a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. As we've been mentioning, the Cats are on a break. They are on a break for the Four Nations face-off, which begins tonight. Sweden against Canada, and that gets going at 8 o'clock tonight on TNT. Tomorrow, USA and the Kachucks and Bill Zito. Think Bill Zito is going to be as intense as he was during the Stanley Cup final. Remember when Bill Zito was freaking out, throwing the bottles again? I love Bill Zito. Throwing the bottle of water against the wall.
Usually the GM is stoic, right?
Just he is. You keep it cool, and then they caught him, and they're like, "Hey, it was a very stressful situation."
I mean,
ice hockey.
Yeah, I would say this though. I haven't seen an organization in the stretch they have been in the last 3 years. Be as consistent from top to bottom as they have been, right? Like, I mean, keep in mind, even with the Eagles, you wanted to fire your coach earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, in fairness, I said,
and you wanted to fire him the first 6 weeks.
In fairness, I said it. I took accountability for it, and I apologized before they won the championship.
So basically, you're no different than Eagles.
I am different. I didn't. No. I apologized once we won round one and got with Paul Maurice's first. I said, I apologize. Apparently, he was right. And now I love Paul Maurice.
Now we look forward to his conversation.
Now he's the best coach in town right now. He's top dog. I think he's taking it from Spo, quite honestly. Is that crazy to say? Is Spo the best coach in town right now, or is Paul Maurice the best?
I would say this. This is not a knock on any coach. But the Florida Panthers have, from top to bottom, the best collection of talent of any team.
Totally fair.
I'm not putting everything that happens on coaching. I am a player guy. I think
Jimmy and Joe's win.
Right. It's not coaching. You can get a little bit better with coaching, but if you have the players, it's going to make coaching look a lot better.
And hockey, they treat coaches like underwear. Like, you've won us 3 Stanley Cups. It's just not vibing for
you. You go on a weak, bad stretch in hockey, you might not have your job.
Paul Maurice isn't going anywhere, though.
No way.
But anyway. Oh, hello! Four Nations Jennifer?
Yeah. Four Nations.
Yeah, yep. We'll talk about the Four Nations face off.
Hey, let's ask Jennifer how to pronounce that name.
Four Nations Fig?
No. Which one?
Agustin Ramirez.
Agustin Ramirez.
There you go. Yep. Look who was correct again.
Did you like party too hard? Did you party too hard in Christmasland? You sound a little hoarse today.
Mm. Yeah, what?
Did
they have eggnog?
They did have eggnog, but no.
That sounds worse than
yesterday. I just got sick. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you go party in the snow and you're supposed to be here. Your body's not used to that.
True.
Rebecca's sick too.
Well, you know
who else? I feel better though. I feel better than yesterday, even though my voice sounds worse.
You know who else is sick? So. The rampant BGs, Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez. This is from Ira Winderman. Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez are well enough from their stomach illnesses that they are in flight at the moment to OKC. However, Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson were away from shoot around due to the same illness. All four are questionable tonight. Ira then did update and said Hero and Hawkins have landed in OKC. So I would say that sounds like they're going to play.
See, can I just say something, you bum?
What?
Because this is Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez. They have.
Did I say Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson? Did I say Jaime Jaquez?
You said Duncan Robinson. You said Duncan Robinson. I would say less is more.
Well, I believe they are undefeated in games.
I'm just saying something you would say.
Oh, really?
They are undefeated, I believe. I think they're 3-0 without Terry Rozier.
But they can use dunks.
Yeah.
Of course.
We'll keep dunks.
This Terry Rozier. If they do, listen, hold on, though. Let's just say this. And I, of course, I don't wish stomach ailments on anybody.
Mm.
I'm not saying we're just having fun, baby. It's a radio show. But if. They were able to beat Oklahoma City tonight without Terry Rozier. Things that have to make Spo go.
Well, I don't think, and here's what's crazy. It becomes more difficult for me to believe they could do it without the 3-point shooting of Duncan.
Yes, but they will at least have Tyler back. Although Tyler's been in a little bit of a shooting slump.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point that I was making about a superstar on the team, he hasn't been shooting well, but he's still been getting his numbers. And yep. I think that's the most important thing when you look at the stars on every other team, the number ones on every other team, that sometimes and some nights it's not efficient. But they still get their 25-30. And I think the last couple of games, Tyler hasn't been as efficient, but he's been, one, getting to the foul line more. So that means he's aware of where his struggles have been on that night. And he's found other ways to make sure he gets those points.
The other big thing is, I mean, he is essentially the Heat's point guard. So, you know, like they'll have a better facilitator out there, especially to set everybody up. So that'll
be huge. I like Mitchell. I like what he did with the ball. It's just a thing of getting used to it. I don't understand why you have two guys who work really well with Kalel, and that is Duncan and Tyler. And for some reasons I still to this day can't explain, what does he have against Duncan?
Reading Kenneth, he goes, "Not Tobin, you mean it. You just did the Ricky Bobby with all due respect."
With all due respect. That's right. That's what he does. He does that. What did he say? What's the other one? Nothing personal. Okay.
Nothing personal. It really is nothing personal. I have nothing personal against Terry Rozier. I like Terry Rozier. Seems like a nice enough guy. You know, obviously going through a tough year right now, investigation aside. But, you know, the real question I have here is, what the hell is this illness that's sweeping through the Heat? Like, I know we joked about the Gala. Like, was it the Gala? Is this just like, is a lot like, is, am I going to get this? I was in that
what
locker.
What did they eat
like,
there? What was on the menu?
I don't know. I don't know. But I hope I was in that locker room. I don't want to catch it. I mean, I was only there for like 15 minutes, but geez, you know, Andrew Wiggins, it took long enough. So like we're sitting here and I don't want to make sure that I don't get the Bee Gees in the middle of the show.
Well, the good news is you're home.
That's true.
The
coyote hitting the painted cliff. Did he paint the cliff or he went over the cliff and then realized there was no cliff left? He ran into the rock.
Yeah. You paint the mountain to make it look like a train tunnel. You run off the cliff. The anvil falls on your head. We know.
What happens if the coach gets
Wile E. Coyote always has diagrams of how it's supposed to work. right? Like
that's Spo. I feel like that's Spo this year.
All of a sudden, he's dumb enough to fall for this all the time, but smart enough to draw up diagrams of how it should work with the rate of fall versus the speed and all this stuff. And then he looks on the train tracks and sees the light and always get run over by a train.
Karen says the Heat suffer from bubble guts. The Dolphins suffer from bubble screens.
It's pretty good.
I've seen enough of those.
Oh, man.
Twitcher.
We'll take a break. When we come back, our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
Back after this.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida, and WQAM has your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers for your chance to win. Go to WQAM.com on the contest page and register to win those tickets to the Renaissance Festival. All hail, Lord of the Burgering, Jennifer Figueroa, as she steps to the mic for Rats Off a Ship.
It's a beautiful introduction, Tobin. Thank you very much.
Should I say
Sir Tobin?
Oh, I couldn't take that honor. It's too much. Too much. Sir Froggiest, the Froggiest.
I'm actually going to be going to this. I'm going to go to the Renaissance Festival.
Are you really?
I have a friend who's doing the videography for them, so I'm going to give me a turkey leg. Leroy, the way you were selling them, I'm going to bring my mustard.
You got to do like tailgate interviews of people dressed as knights?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
I think you should, for sure.
Get their takes on the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I will. I'll travel back in time to the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, and I'll ask everybody there.
What does thou think of Andrew Wiggins?
Stolen McRib asks a very good question. Does the court gesture get called sir?
No.
No way, dude.
Okay. I don't know. I just said that.
No. He gets all right. He gets told to fix it.
That's true.
Fix it. All right, from number one.
Mm.
We have Hard Knocks offseason.
Whoop.
It's getting canceled.
What?
Apparently the NFL...
Because it almost got a GM fired.
They cannot convince any team to do it.
I can't be more rats off a ship on this. Like, look, I know you guys don't like Hard Knocks as much as I like Hard Knocks.
Rats off a ship.
This was my favorite Hard Knocks ever. I loved off-season Hard Knocks.
Because of the whole Saquon thing.
I loved it. I loved it when it was happening. I thought it was fascinating television. And I got to be honest with you. If I'm an owner, I know that people don't like that. If I'm an owner and I have questions, I would love, like if I'm Stephen Ross, truly, truly, and I got questions about how my guys are handling things, I would love to see how Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are going to handle this offseason. So I could not be more rats off a ship on this show getting canceled. It was excellent television, and that dude should have been fired. Because it was very clear he was a boob.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship on all of this stuff. So I go into it with that. However,
You're saying you're rocks off a ship because you don't really care for the show, right?
I don't care for the show. Right.
So yeah, then you're not rats off a ship.
Okay, I'm not rats off a ship. Huh. So, but here's the deal. In one of the most incredible television moments, you have an owner being a little skeptical about letting a player walk. The GM convincing him it's okay. And that player going on to win a Super Bowl and run for more yards in the course of a year than any other person in the history of the NFL. Playoffs included.
Ooh.
And I would say the fact that that guy still has his job means that we can never do that show again, because the only result could be somebody getting fired.
I'm telling you, though, I feel like if I'm an owner and I have questions, right? Like,
oh, so you can get the behind the scenes on your own organization?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think, wait, do you think after what happened last year that GM's going to be a little more careful with how they go about stuff?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay. Probably. But if it's on television, like, all right, well, be forewarned. Don't do dumb stuff.
Okay. Wow. Is there a trade that we can think of, or a player walking? That would be equivalent to Christian Wilkins walking and the Raiders winning the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was ever a situation that I can think of where a player walked for nothing because you couldn't pay him or didn't want to pay him. And then he went on to have more success than he ever had in your organization. Because it seemed like that's the dude you want to start the process with.
For sure.
Right. For sure. Somebody said Wes Welker.
Wes Welker was a trade with the Dolphins lost.
There was some trickery behind that. You know what the trickery was? Mm. If Wes Welker played, and because he was tagged. I think Wes Welker was tagged. And there was verbiage in his contract that if he played X amount of games in the state of Florida, he got a $5 million bonus. Which meant the Dolphins weren't going to match it because he would play at least 8. So that's how the verbiage of the contract is what did that. It wasn't a situation where the Dolphins actually said, no, we're not matching it. They could.
It's still not, even with Wes Welker, though, it's still not in the same realm as Wes Welker, as Saquon.
Right.
Because they did. I don't think Wes Welker ever won a Super Bowl. I think that he was in the losses.
Let's see. Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a good one, but that's because they drafted a quarterback that is going to be a Hall of Famer also.
Yeah, Drew Brees is a good one.
Somebody said Jalen Ramsey, but no.
Peyton Manning got to 2 Super Bowls, but they went with Andrew Luck. Like, you knew why they were going in that direction.
Right. So those situations, there is a legitimate, like, reason as to why they did it. Guy getting older, we have a high pick in the draft. Gonna get the replacement. And in those cases, it worked out.
Where are your rats, Jennifer, on Hard Knocks in off season getting canceled?
I'm with you. I'm rats off a shit. I actually do enjoy watching
rats off a shit.
It's really fascinating.
Things that we don't actually hear every day, like you get to hear, like you get to see what's happening, you know?
It's better than the training camp. It's like they've done it so many times, we get it. It's like, hey, here's da-da-da-da. And then there's the rookies who are trying to make the team, and you know, then there's the quarterback episode. Like, this was, it was different. It was a different Hard Knocks, and it was great television. Froggy,
man, you just made me flip sides there with your explanation and clarification, because there's like 45 different Hard Knocks right now. Is there not? There's like off season.
I didn't watch, and I didn't watch a lick of the in season one with the division. I didn't watch one episode.
For sure. When this point was initially brought up, I thought the one that you just described, the training camp, the quarterback, blah, 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 I thought that one was getting removed. Now that I find out it's the off season one, Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with it going. There's too many Hard Knocks, in my opinion. Just give me the original.
Yeah, in season.
I think you want to know what I think. I think they should pay the teams, and you should do a whole season, like off season to end season.
Like so all of them?
No. You so say if they did the Giants off season.
Yep.
I think they should go the regular season and see how they all put it together.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? Like the conclusion. So you can talk a lot during the season and you have these conversations about certain players or whatever. But I would like to be in there when they figure out this Daniel Jones sucks. We got to let him go. I want to be, you know, when you see Saquon running for 2,000 yards, that's why I want to be in there.
That would be great. If we got the follow-up vids. What else we got, JFig?
Well, we have Tyler Hero winning the three-point contest. He is up against Damian Lillard, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Buddy Hield, Cameron Johnson, and Norman Powell.
Big field. I'm not rats off a ship.
Buddy Hield's good on this with...
Buddy Hield's good. I believe Damian Lillard is going for a three-peat, is he not? Or at least his third win. So
you know what sucks? It sucks that this is a moot point because Steph ain't in it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he might be doing something similar like he did with Sabrina Ionescu, where I think he's doing some kind of challenge like that. But because it is in San Francisco, you would think you would want the hometown guy in it.
Right. Right.
But
they put Buddy Hield in it.
Yeah, but like, you know, respectfully.
Can I just say, you
what?
Not know that you use respectfully, no
getting
disrespect.
That message on my phone.
You use 17 versions of respect without ever giving respect.
I didn't see you stop texting it when Kalel Ware does anything good.
That's a whole different. Now why you have to go there? You know that's our thing, because you know how we feel about Kalel and Tall Time, and you have to go out there and throw. See, no, Marcos, he has been on one today. He's been lashing out all day.
Ridiculous.
You have been. You attacked me 2 minutes into the show for no reason.
It's just like him.
Yeah, that's why they call him with all due respect, Tobes. Which might be the funniest thing. He said, you know what they call me? And then Tommy goes, nobody calls you that.
Where are your rats with this? I'm not rats off a ship. I think he can win. I think he did not have a good showing the first time he did this. This is a different boy wonder. So I'm not rats off a ship. I think it's possible, and I may throw a little chili pepper on it. I got to see what the odds are.
Yeah, I'm not rats off a ship either. I think... To be honest with you, I think Tyler needs this to get his confidence back, to get his mojo back. So his preparation for it, if he goes out and does well on it, in it, then I think coming back after the All-Star break, he's going to be good to go.
His odds right now are 5-1. He's a little over 5-1. He's plus 550.
Who's got the longest odds?
Cade.
Yep.
Cade's plus 1,100. Cam Johnson's some value there. He's a great shooter. Plus 900. Jalen Brunson at plus 750. Darius Garland plus 600. Norman Powell and Tyler Hero each plus 550. Buddy Hield is plus 480. And then Dame is the favorite at plus 360.
Okay.
And obviously Dame, an Oakland guy too. So he's going to have a lot of pop there as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm not rats off a ship on Tyler.
I'm not rats off a ship. I think he's going to turn around.
Jennifer?
I'm also not rats off a ship. I feel like he has a chance.
Flyler Hero?
Unfortunately, no. I got Dame winning a three-peat.
Wow. Yeah,
just look, if you think about it, I know Steph Curry is the best shooter. Without Steph Curry, Dame Lillard's like right there. He really probably is the second best shooter.
The question is not whether you think he's going to win.
Who, Tyler?
And so you rats off a ship on Tyler Hero in 3-point contest.
Oh, I thought it like winning. I thought it was like, am I rats off a ship? I'm hitting winning. I mean, it's cool that he's doing it, but I don't think he's going to win. It's cool that he's doing it, though. I'm happy for him to be participating.
Right. You've been wrong on a lot of stuff lately, especially.
No, that's the only thing that I seem to.
You're not that incredible right now. Scooby's magic.
Even Scooby said so.
Scooby's a Drake fan, though. He's told me this in private.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Scooby's barking, but we have Sandy Alcantara finishing the year with the Marlins. How do we feel about that?
Wow.
Na 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 na. Hey, soon as that dude throw a strike, he gonna get traded.
I'm with you. I'm rats. I don't want that to happen. Obviously, I'd love Sandy to finish his career with the Marlins. He signed an extension with the Marlins. But I can see Peter Bendix and those glasses behind a bush right there at Jupiter. He's already writing the prospects. You know, like he's probably down at like Astros camp, touring the Astros prospects right now, thinking about who we can trade him for. So, unfortunately, I'm rats off a ship on him finishing the year with the Marlins. I feel like as soon as they can get a big bite on the hook, they're trading his ass.
Somebody says, Karen S., Scooby just released a diss song called Bark Like Us.
He's still going at it, too. See?
Aggressive.
Pretty sure that he said Drake sucks and dog.
Just aggressive. Him and Kendrick.
He did. Actually, right now, he just went...
Scrappy little pups.
Kendrick Lamar is tiny, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Wears little bell-bottom jeans. Can't believe it.
But he's a little cutie patootie, like everyone's saying.
Just want to pinch his cheeks.
Look at the little I Kendrick. Do want to pinch his cheeks.
Kendrick's little angry. Look, he's angry. They not like us.
Marcos.
It's his only move. His only move is to sing the
that's
song.
It. That's it. That's it. Wait, you know he has other hits, right?
But I wouldn't know. Not based off the Super Bowl.
He played 15 minutes worth of songs before he played They Not Seriously. Like Us.
But I could do that. Yeah, I could do that entire bit for you with Drake, too.
Gatsby.
Like it's so you do that with anybody's song. You can do that.
So true. It's so true.
Grow up.
Everybody, Rats, Leroy for Sandy, sticking with the fish.
I mean, I'm rats off a ship. He's gone. As soon as that guy throws one bit of heat, like God forbid, if he start that first week, and he beat Skeen, or was it Screen or Skeen?
No, you got it, Skeen.
Out. He they ain't gonna pitch him again.
Jennifer,
I wouldn't want that to happen. So I'm just going to go ahead and be positive, saying not rats off the
shoe. Okay. Nice. Hey, listen, I hope that is the case. What about you, Froggy?
I'd like to congratulate him on becoming a Dodger and winning the championship this year.
Rats off a ship.
He's gone.
Dude. I mean, it seems like, but I would say this. It does seem like the Marlins are a farm system for New York.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't know if how that's going to work out. Because it always seems like whenever there's a big trade to be made with some money and prospects, the Marlins tend to go with the Yankees over anybody on the West Coast.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. Back with more after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.